the voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. It seems as if the internet in Lambeau Field, not great. A lot of our local scribes that were covering the game. Kyle Meinke tweeted, you think the Packers had a bad first half? Imagine being the two mice who are running circles in the storm room someplace to power this internet. It seemed like that was a common complaint, is that the internet is not exactly up to snuff there at Lambeau Field. Some sort of psychological warfare. That they are playing. Jeremy Reisman also just tweeted out, in case you thought you missed it, no, Derek Barnes did not play a single defensive snap on Monday. So we will have to wait and see if we're going to see more of Derek Barnes for this coming weekend, because they're going to have to do something against Lamar Jackson and this Baltimore Ravens team that is coming in. And they just, I mean, you're talking about a team that's competing with the Chiefs. Like, come on, bro. We have a new poll question out for today. We want you to vote. Holler at us on Twitter at XB Mornings. The big one yesterday.
Are you not going to get to our guest? Are you forgetting about our guest?
I didn't know if he called in or not.
Yes, he called in. What did you think we're waiting? What do you think we're doing?
Well, you never said anything. How am I supposed to know?
I can't see the phone. Come on, you think our boy's going to bail on us?
Well, I didn't know. You could have said, like, hey, Barlow's on the phone. That would have worked. Or, like, type it in the sheet or something. Like, I'm over here, you're over there.
No, come on, man. Keep going. What's the poll? Come on. Keep it going, man. The show must go on.
Coach Barlow, what do you want to see changed immediately? College targeting or the rule on NFL taunting? Which one needs to go first?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's probably the taunting one. I mean, at least it's not a health hazard, right? Like, I get it, but, yeah. I mean, the taunting one's got to go. It's, you know, there is a fine line, and the ones this weekend were pretty crazy and affect the outcome of the game. And, you know, it's not the fault of the ref, right? They're enforcing the rule as it's written. But, yeah, it's got to go.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And the fact that taunting is a 15-yard penalty, you're giving up 15% of the field, if my mathematics are correct. Like, that's almost two first downs. Like, the chill out a little bit. Because some guy got up and spun the football and stared at somebody or told them that they're not very good and they don't appreciate their efforts on defense. Like, come on.
Yeah, and most of the time they're telling them about the birthday gift that they got for each other, and they weren't pleased with it too. So there's a lot of things that are said there that you know, sometimes the general fans don't see. You know, I think you got to get rid of the taunting. I think you got to get rid of the fact that, you know, like Jalen Rose said in the Final Four documentary, you walk off the bus with two fouls at Indiana. You walk off the bus with four penalties at Lambeau Field, man, especially when you're playing them on Monday night. It's crazy, but not to say that affected the outcome of the game, but golly gee whiz.
I mean, let's get that intentional grounding call. I mean,
what is it?
The quarterback is getting hit. His arm is hit. His head is hit. He's trying to throw the football, and you call intentional grounding? Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, he could have been throwing the rope to whoever, but his arm got hit. Of course he's not going to deliver the ball there. But does that make an intentional grounding? Isn't that an oxymoron? If he unintentionally gets his arm hit and now it's intentional grounding?
Yeah, nobody wanted to intentionally get hit on that play. Nobody.
Yeah.
Maybe bad
besides
intentions.
The linemen. Besides the linemen. They were intentionally getting hit on that play.
What I see, you know, some of these calls, like the passer, it was like third and five. Was it third and five or was it third and goal from around the five?
That could have been intentional grounding.
Well, he threw it right into the ground. It's uncatchable. I don't get it. You're right, man. You get off the bus with multiple flags. Just don't, like, they should just, the minute the team gets off the bus, their flags should rain in from the roof of Lambeau, the roof, the top floor, whatever's above the press box. Just start chucking them down at the bus, because they didn't. And it's not even us, like, you know, we're not complaining for, like,
no.
Anything outlandish here. I think that everybody's, I mean, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are on the broadcast going, how was that intentional grounding? Like, even they know, Super Bowl champions know that's a trash bag of a call.
Yeah, Yeah, and then they even said that too about the penalty at the goal line. Peyton's like, wait, what? Like, that was pass interference? My man, but, and Eli said, wasn't that uncatchable? He threw it. The guys were in the end zone, and the ball hit the 1 yard line. Like, it was raining. The ball slipped. Like, Eli, I just love Eli's, like, dry humor. He's like, wasn't that uncatchable?
So you watched the Peyton and Eli Manning night football.
I'm never gonna watch anything else.
Me either. I'm all in on this. I love this.
Yeah, me too. And it gives you insight to the game. If we were talking this morning, I did not watch that broadcast, I'd be like, Detroit can't stop the run, which they couldn't, but that Green Bay ran all over us. Aaron Rodgers didn't even have to throw. But they made it a huge point and to talk about the 2D coverage, right? And that the Lions were basically daring Aaron Rodgers to, get impatient. I thought it was a really good game plan, actually, from the Lions. And, hey, man, let's not let the best player on the field beat us, right? And that's something that we do as coaches all the time, too. And sometimes the average fan can't see it. But it's like, let the worst player on the other team beat us. There have been a couple occasions where we've given up a career high to a role player. But we've won the game because our whole game plan was forced on taking away the best player. So I respect the game plan, by the Lions. I really thought they did a good job. They gave us hope early. Really fun to watch on Monday night. I had the jalapeno poppers, the smoked jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, I saw that coming out of the grill. I saw it in the oven. I was like, what the hell is he making right now?
And I'll tell you what, unlike the Lions in the second half, those are making a comeback this morning. I'll tell you that much right now. But yeah, no, it was good, man. So it gave us it gave us some hope, man. That's what we want, right? It's fun to watch. You don't get embarrassed. Like, I could have easily seen us giving up, 21 points in the first quarter last night, which we did, which was great, man. So really, really cool. I mean, it's just, I think I heard you say on the broadcast earlier, there's just a lot of holes, man. Like we want to win. Dan Campbell wants to win, probably more than us. But right now we just got a lot of holes.
Yeah, it's a defense that's just full of it. I mean, I don't know what exactly, and it's not going to be a quick fix either. Like, they have the draft capital to do so because of the Jared Goff trade. Like, that definitely offers them. And I was getting into this debate and conversation in this random group chat that I'm in that it's awful. But I'm sitting there and I'm going back and forth. And one of the guys said, Bellino, you should have a sports podcast. I started laughing. I was like, there's nothing. I mean, whatever. Sure, yeah. Kid, whatever you say. But the, the quick fix is not quarterback. Like, I can't.
Because all I can do is look
at the New York Jets. Like, look at the Jets. They drafted Darnold. They didn't have the team around him. The team's not any good. They move on from Darnold. He's now having some success in Carolina. I'm really happy for Sam Darnold. I'm glad that's working out. But for the poor youngster, Zach Wilson, he walks in now to the same situation Darnold walked into a few years ago.
Yeah. And I agree. Backing it up, even besides the draft, we have the draft talent. Even besides the draft, we have such much bigger needs than quarterback. Like, I thought Jared Goff played really well last night. I thought he did a really good job. And it's like, to your point, why would we draft a young quarterback out of this? Like, let's build this roster, man. Let's really build this roster. And, you've seen it over and over again happen with guys who, like you said, just get put in a bad situation. But, I mean, don't you think Goff played really well last night?
He did for the most part. Like, he looked good in the first half, and anytime that you have a lead on the road in Lambeau in prime time, I think that that's a first half that you won. You won those two quarters. You played really well in the second half of San Francisco. You just weren't able to put four quarters together consecutively in the same contest, right? And then in the second half, the weather plays a role. He fumbles the ball twice. Our good friend Logan Lamarandier said, hey, this is why scouts look at hand size. Like, here, this is the reason. Yeah. It's like Jared Goff has smaller hands. And you get the wet ball drill, I thought, was interesting from the Manning perspective, them talking about, Peyton said that he and Jeff Saturday, used to go through the wet ball drill where you literally just have somebody just squirting a water bottle all over the football and taking snaps. Yeah. Like, we do it twice a week just because I mean, you never know when it's going to happen. He's like, that's an actual drill. That's something that we did do. But I don't think you could put the blame on Jared Goff for the fact that, hey, the Green Bay Packers offense is rolling and we don't have a linebacker that can catch anybody out there on the field right now.
Yeah, yeah, and they just, you know, we did a good job in the first half, the Lions, we being the Lions, obviously we both play for them. You actually are a part of the Lions team. But we
I still
did a good
can't
job
say we.
Of,
we you know, I saw somebody tweet out, like, yesterday, somebody asked this, somebody who works for Tampa Bay, they asked her who her husband was because of her Super Bowl ring, and she's like, I'm not married, it's mine. And everyone's like, oh, power move. And I'm like, yeah, no, I work for a team, too. I do not play. I did not earn anything. I don't earn any wins. Yeah. I don't earn any losses. I'm not walking out there. And if you think that you are absolutely out of your mind. Buy a ticket and sit as close to that field as you possibly can. I tell this to people all the time. You buy a ticket, and you have to sit first row, preferably behind the benches because you're really close, right? And then I want you to watch a few plays with your eyes closed. You don't even get to watch it. All you have to do is listen to the game. And that should be enough right there to tell you that these young men out there that are flying around that football field wreaking havoc on one another, that is not an arena that you want to step out on, because you're going to end up on a gurney in the first trip straight to the hospital.
100% agree. And that's, you know, and to go full circle, that's why the taunting rules should be gone. We're asking these guys to literally play like complete psychopaths. And you know, you don't think the linebackers and the safeties are trying to rip the receivers' heads off?
Not like, based on what I saw last night. No,
well,
I don't think that.
But no, but I'm saying, like, it's a physical game, and a receiver finally gets a grab. You know, you're out there for 20-some plays. You might get one grab. You get a grab, and you're psyched, man, because of all that smack that those corners and safeties were talking all game. Yeah, you're psyched when you get a grab. Say, how about that? How do you like them apples, right? I got a number. But, you know, that and then you get flagged for taunting at that point. So, that yeah, to go back, I agree. That it's a violent game. It's a physical game. Anybody would know that. That's why we don't say we. But anyways, the Lions, we kept Aaron Rodgers off the field for most of the first half, which is a great strategy. And, you know, it goes back to, I remember, you know, when you're playing Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in the playoffs. Like, the goal of that, and probably Patrick Mahomes now too, the goal of playing the guys like that, just elite quarterbacks, keep them off the field. I remember there was a whole strategy of keep Peyton off the field. Like, if you want to beat Peyton, keep him off the field, right? And there's something to that. And, you know, the Lions said, you know what, we're going to try and keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. Long drives in the first half, which are great. Third down conversions, awesome, you know. Why are we not running the ball on fourth and one, Bellino? I think that was the tipping point of the game. But who am I to question, you know, guys who are doing hours and hours of film study all week? But golly,
yeah, the entire right side of the field was open too, man. The entire side of the field. It's like, oh, my God. You don't have to throw it 10 yards. Just throw it two. You know, you make a very interesting point there. In the first half, which, by the way, flew by. Like, college football needs to get on this clock immediately, because that was 100%. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Before college football fixes the taunting, can we figure out in college football what the NFL is doing as far as a running clock? You know,
stop the clock every first down. It's ridiculous.
How about under 2 minutes? Is that a fair compromise? College football,
no, get it out of here. Just because you got a first down doesn't mean we reward you by stopping the clock.
I agree, man. That first quarter was awesome. I looked at the clock at halftime, or the clock at halftime, and said, what the heck? This game is flying by. I love it.
I think it was like 8:45 p.m. Eastern time when we went to the first quarter break. But when you think about it, here's the first quarter for the Lions. Drive number one, 7 plays and a score. Drive number two, 8 plays and a punt. Drive number three, 9 plays and a score. Drive number four, 7 plays and a field goal, right? I mean, they ate up the clock times, 4:24, 4:44, 4:59, and 1:49. Then in the second half, 8 plays, 50 yards, turnover on downs. That was the fourth down they didn't convert. 1 play and a fumble, 6 plays, 7 yards. That was no good. 3 plays and a pick, 8 plays, turnover on downs. Like, they just did not have the ball nearly as long as they did in the first half. And Green Bay they were stringing drives together.
Yep, and meanwhile, what are they doing? Aaron Rodgers just game managing that ball down the field. And I'll tell you, after I think it was after the fourth and one, or maybe before it, but it was the throw by Aaron Rodgers on third down that was just like the most Aaron Rodgers throw of all time down the right sideline.
Oh,
and
my goodness, what a catch.
How the heck can he do that, man? He just stuck that thing right exact window, the perfect, like, I think Eli even said it. He's like, you know, 3 feet to the left, 3 feet to the right, 3 feet short, 3 feet long, and he doesn't he doesn't catch that ball. He says, just what an amazing throw. And that's why, you know, people say, and it's a great point, Aaron Rodgers, one of the, probably the best arm talents of all time. And I think maybe Mahomes can get there. But as of right now, you got to think he's one of the best arm talents of all time, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, and the fact that the Packers have notoriously gotten a couple of heartbreaking Hail Marys, I did find it interesting. ESPN with their pregame show, they had like a montage, and it was like history repeats itself again and again, and they just kept showing Hail Mary bomb after Hail Mary bomb, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like get this off my screen. No wonder I'm flipping to the Manning cast. I was very impressed, Coach Barlow, at how fair and honest Peyton and Eli are throughout the course of a game. Now, we did have Pat McAfee at the end. He put money on the Packers, so it was fun to kind of see a guy who wagered on a game going through things that all of us who bet on sports, not you, but the rest of us regular people who can bet on sports, it was fun to kind of watch him go through that and that late touchdown pass that was incomplete. You know, it's Pat McAfee in raw emotion. Like, oh, they cannot let him score here. Because, you know, covering the spread was kind of a big deal for people in that football game last night.
Screw Pat McAfee, man. How about the guy who had 15 right on his parlay, 25 down to win $700,000?
Oh,
how about
my
that
goodness.
Guy?
He had
needed Lions on the money line.
Hey, first half, can you imagine the wave of emotion? Just waiting for kickoff all day.
Well, it's like you're 15 of 15, right? And people are going to be like, why did you pick Lions on the money line? Well, you know, my man's 15 of 15. He picked the week a lot better than you did. So, you know, that changes your life right there, Bolino.
700,000? Yeah. No, if he cashes out, I think it's 730 or 740, something like that. Yeah. Extra 30 or 40 grand. Don't know what you have to pay on taxes.
You're flying first class down to South Beach as soon as that happens. I already know.
Oof, man.
Give me two mojitos on the way.
You know what? Could probably save. Just fly coach. Just save a couple bucks. You know what I mean? Like, hey, just got to, you know, I'm okay being frugal. I'm all right being a little stingy out there. I just, I was really impressed with how Peyton and Eli really handled. They don't really get a whole lot involved too much in, like, storylines or talking craziness. Like, just fair and honest to both teams, calling it as they see it right down the middle. I loved it.
That's why I love watching them. You know, it's like, we know, I think we touched on it last week, but you are above average and know more about football than most fans. I'm an average fan of football, and I don't need to hear about the storylines on the broadcast, right, or what they're talking about the play-by-play. Like, I can see the play-by-play. Anybody can see the play-by-play, right?
So it's I think play-by-play's a lost art.
Yeah, but they're sitting there and talking about the coverages, like what they would do in this situation, bringing up stories that are funny. You know, they make me laugh probably four or five times a game just on old stories that they're bringing up. How about Pat McAfee or Peyton Manning giving Pat McAfee and roulette
the roulette wheel,
baby? he said, by golly, it hit, and red 18 hit. We're all going crazy. So I was laughing, man. So they usually give us some gems in there. And the one thing I will say, get Brett Favre out of here.
Oh, get him out of there. He was terrible. He was terrible. He's the coach, Kyle Barlow. Find him on Twitter, @KyleBarlow4, assistant coach at Ohio University. Send your game film there. Coach Barlow, my friend, as always, we appreciate the time. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the 10. It's a new day with winning every day, plus some of the best entertainment in Michigan. Luke Bryan, Kid Rock, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, and so much more. Go to www.SoaringEagleCasino.com for all the details.
What are the steps to getting better? How do teams make the jump to the next level and become contenders? Those are good questions and ones that can be debated for a while. One thing that can be agreed upon is that in order for any team to get better, they will have to show they belong. And you do that by beating the playoff contenders. The Tigers have a winning record over teams that are playing above 500 ball. They have a winning record over current playoff teams. And the Tigers have shown they can beat those teams both at home and on the road. Perhaps the next step for the Tigers is to fare better in their division. Detroit has a losing record against each of the White Sox, Royals, Indians, and Twins. That must be rectified next season if the Tigers expect to make that next leap toward playoff contention. It can be done, but not without having a better record within the AL Central.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meyer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meyer pharmacy or visit clinic.meyer.com today.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value Auto Parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan High School sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan High School sports at MHSAA.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.